CliffCentral.com. This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
CliffCentral.com. It is Friday morning, sex talk. And some really cool people in the studio. There's some people outside shaking their heads. I don't know why. Why are you standing outside shaking your head? You know, that's the wrong response. You need to nod your head and walk in through the door.
Yeah, today. Yeah.
So today is... It's unscripted.
Sex comedy.
And radio, and without a doubt, uncensored.
Today it's not unserious today
yeah,
as well.
We have absolutely no clue of what's coming out.
People in the studio are running away.
Today they are. So according to Ms. Malloy,
yes,
who is very, very knowledgeable, we're having an orgy.
Good. With who?
Well, David walked out during the show
yeah?
and said, "Are Eric and I and whatever on your show today?" So her immediate thought was, "We're having an orgy."
Oh, that's so cute that that's her immediate thought.
Yeah. And then I asked her if she was going to join, and she said absolutely not.
No, she's a nun, full-time job.
So,
it's not possible.
You know, we had to have a little discussion about that because mm-hmm. there wasn't really an appropriate and correct
And now
answer.
It's a threesome because it's Eric, you, and me.
Yeah.
So it's only a threesome. Yeah,
Dave
is becoming Jewish for the day, and he's just saying, "No, it's not my religion. I can't do it." Anyway.
So at some point, maybe he'll join us.
Maybe not.
Okay. So I like this word enormously.
Magic. Chocolate starfish. Twitter. Calypagium.
Today's dirty dictionary word is
odaxalegnia.
Fuck you.
That sounds like a disease. I don't want it.
I can't even repeat that.
Odaxalegnia. It is one of my favorite things. I love this.
But that's because you're a freak.
Yes.
Okay.
Place to sit.
And happily,
you can sit next to Junji.
Do you want to swap?
No, but come.
Do you want to sit next to me?
I'll sit next to you.
Come closer. Come. Let's sit together.
There we go.
come, baby.
No, really. That.
Okay. Any idea what odaxalegnia
that
is?
No.
It sounds like it involves like.
It's wanking with both hands.
Pots and no.
Pots, bands, a little bit of lube and like, I don't know.
No lube.
Pastry.
No lube.
No.
Pastry can kind of get you in the area.
Holy shit. Oh, mixing of food and sex.
No.
Okay.
What's it called again? Hexadextrin.
Odaxalegnia.
Legnia.
Well,
you see, now he's looking into space like he actually has any thought in his head as to what this could be.
So, legnia. Maybe it has to do with beans, legumes?
Nope.
Okay.
It has to do with food, though. Like you said, it's
no.
Dex has got something to do with a number.
No.
More than one.
Okay, how many people are involved in this process?
Well, it could just be... It actually, you could do it yourself.
It's a solo man's board. Okay,
you
cool.
Could
that's
do,
like...
No, you could do it with two people, and you could do it with a whole group of people. So this is like one of those really...
So what, don't tell us what it is at the end of the show.
Yes, I'm going to.
So that's the word of the day. Is that how you do the show?
That's the, the dirty
dictionary word.
Eric didn't know that he was... Is that how your show works?
I can't hear Dave, by the way. I can't hear
Dave is very...
He's vague.
Press my button.
Press my button.
Press my button. I can hear
there you.
Everybody's buttons have been pushed appropriately.
Eric didn't know that he was going to be on the show, so he's kind
he
of
didn't.
Like very. He's not moist enough to be on the show.
No, but he's joining in.
Just put your hands in your pants, feel what's there, and you'll know what we're talking about.
Hmm.
Is that the word?
I was like, okay, yeah, that's very disappointing. Such a big ass word for no apparent
for
reason.
For nothing, for like, just putting your hands in your pants.
Pre-semen, okay.
Okay, so WhatsApp us on. What's the WhatsApp number?
079-748-2090.
What can people tell us today, Jonty, if we're funny
you know
or not?
What I did, like, you said to me, we've had some very heavy issues the last four
that's
shows.
That's so true.
So you thought you'd have like a break. Talk about comedy or the relationship between sex and comedy. Is it sexy? Do you get laid off and after shows? Any sort of thing. So it's really free to
Do you get laid off and after shows?
Maybe in the beginning when you first do comedy.
No. Okay. Then,
Then they kind of see that, they see that you're not funny.
Shit, I missed this.
No, look.
So maybe you're not quite as funny as you
Yeah, like this is a problem.
You've got to be sexy too. You can't just be funny. You should work in a bank.
That's funny.
I don't want my teller fucking me after I've given my deposit.
Don't fuck with my deposit.
Yeah, but you know, deposits, withdrawals, it's all kind of the same.
There's a joke
thing.
About a woman who goes to the sperm bank, and she stands in the queue, and the lady says, "Listen, this is a sperm bank. Yeah. I don't know what you're doing here." And she goes,
"So I have to tell you my sperm joke."
Oh boy,
let's hear this.
Guys, put your plastic on.
You were a sperm.
No. It's about Herm the sperm. So Herm the sperm is thinking, and he figures out there's one egg and there's one sperm, and Herm is going to be
the sperm.
Yeah. Let him finish his joke, Dave.
Yeah. So Herman starts doing all his push-ups and his sit-ups, and he's running on the spot, and he's getting ready, and the alarm bells start ringing, and all the sperm go down the tube, and they go around the corner, and they go down the tube. They're running through the tunnel, and you can see the end, and all of a sudden, Herm's in front because he's been doing all his training, and he puts his arms out, and he screeches to a stop. He says, "False alarm, it's just a blowjob."
Okay.
Does the sperm go back?
I don't think so.
Have you that trick where you're supposed to retract yourself, press the back of your nutsack like that on that?
Yes, it does. But
you know, I was at a swingers club one night and they had a comedian.
I love a story starts like that.
Yes.
That's the most amazing story. Please do tell us more.
So they had a guy doing stand-up comedy at the swingers club.
Mel Miller.
John Flesmith.
It was a British guy. I didn't think he was very funny. Anyway.
Can you carry on fucking while someone's doing jokes?
Well, there's all these people around watching him, and there were two women in the corner who started playing with each other.
Right.
And this guy said, and I think he's been doing comedy for a long time. He wasn't a young man.
Right.
And he said, you know, I've been heckled in a lot of ways. I've never been heckled like that before.
That's going to take your... Yes, that's a distraction and a half. Exactly.
Noise.
We spoke about heckle lines the other day when the guy said, he's doing his jokes, and from the audience, very quiet, the one guy says, "There used to be a pool table here."
Who was telling me the story about somebody who just had a deep sigh?
An audible sigh during a comedy.
Oh, no.
So he got heckled by the sounds of
the sigh.
Two women
fucking.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it was.
Everybody
it
can
like
just
really
take inspiration. Now go so for to get some inspiration, go back.
There's a correlation between sex and comedy. You know when you read those interviews of like a FHM model, and the first three questions is like, "What do you find attractive in a guy?" And she puts the sense of humor.
Must be funny.
That's not actually true. If she's a model, she's not going to get the jokes.
Yeah.
You can't say, you like a funny guy? They want rich guys.
That's the sad part. So let's stay in the comedy.
I'm a rich comedian with a big cock.
That's the sad part. No, but in order for comedy to be there needs to be a sad part. So we still need to laugh at ourselves.
Yes.
We thought we stood a chance.
Why don't you like this on my show?
Because during sex, you have to
be able. It's our show, Dave.
During sex, you have to be able to laugh at yourself.
Yeah.
And if you watched yourself having sex, if you could just kind of remove yourself or even film yourself and you think about the noises that you make and the expressions on your face and everything else that you do, it's fucking hilarious.
On the other side, on the flip side, if somebody's too self-conscious and too funny, sometimes he's not vulnerable and not connected, really. It's like...
He's not taking it seriously.
He's taking it too seriously. And we can't take sex too seriously. You know, that's very rude.
Why? He's
sitting here on his phone.
He made a WhatsApp note to say, "Dave has the biggest cock," just for everybody to know.
Dave's just a little bit delusional.
It's medium.
As well.
It's medium size and it's relentless. Yeah. It goes in there, finds the gold like a miner. And I don't mean a miner as in like Michael Jackson.
Medium size and relentless.
Just hold it on. It actually looks, because are you Jewish, John T?
Yes, I'm Jewish too.
Are you circumcised?
I fire.
This is a mistake. Bringing us on here.
Sorry, I'm not Jewish.
That sex is a common theme in comedy because we want to take the audience to an uncomfortable place.
Yes.
So a lot of comedians actually say, don't be crude. And I said, I'm not being crude. I'm talking about the place where you all came from. You all came from this wonderful place of you were born out of love or wherever the hell you were born. And the lady said to me once, please don't make any jokes about sex. A lot of the people in the audience are Christians.
And so, I went on stage, Christians don't have sex though?
I said, apparently, I'm not allowed to talk about sex because a lot of you are Christian. And then I said, so where do we get little Christians from? And they looked at me and they realized, okay. And I said, you guys fuck each other. That's the way it is. Mm-hmm. No, we make love. I'm like, rubbish.
Okay.
Every now and then you get an angry Christian.
Like, yeah. That's Satan doing his work right there. That is Satan. You are pumping from Satan's
out of,
position.
Get out of me.
That is, yeah.
I'm trying to do the sound of demons.
Yeah, that's from a demonic place.
I had to buy a new headboard.
How long did it take you to break it?
Decafern had a sale, and I bought a new headboard, which has like got this cushiony effect. So the
has it got
the
straps on the side so you can tie somebody
in fact,
up?
One of the a person may have come to my house and said, "There's no way to tie anything," and I'm like, "That's fine. I'm not a tie up kind of guy. I don't like. I'm not
being
controlled."
You tried that ever?
I've tried it once. It was in Stellenbosch, and it was a young lady person.
Did she tie you up?
She tied me up with proper handcuffs to the bed,
and then she left.
I felt a
was she wearing like a blue uniform with a little shoulder patch?
Right.
Did she leave? Like
the back of
she
van.
Left? Didn't she?
Yeah. No, and then she did some stuff, and then I felt very out of control. I didn't think it.
But that's fantastic to be out of control during sex.
It was kind of, but I felt vulnerable, and I thought she was going to kick me in the nuts.
You thought you?
That's my biggest.
Yeah.
That's my biggest.
That's my biggest fear. Like,
I just thought,
you can tie me up, no stress, but just please for the life of me.
And the high heel shoe was like that far from the scrotum area.
Were there any anal insertions involved in this, David?
Before I go out, I put something in my anus just to get, you know, just to stretch.
Eliminate the element of surprise.
Don't you?
You thought there was nothing in there, did you?
I'm on a radio show talking about sex.
Hmm?
Will you tell them that I'm currently busy? I don't know who these people are.
You have so many fans. Do you think it's just
hello?
That'll definitely be an agent wanting something.
Dave is on the radio talking about sex
and
at
comedy.
This point in time.
And
sex and comedy
and
the absurd side of sex.
Is he from Liberty Life? Because I haven't played my part. I did an HIV test yesterday.
Oh, my God. So it takes 2 weeks.
May everything this week that comes to be positive.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. That is funny and horrible at the same time.
Did you get through the last two shows we were talking about?
Do you know that
you
double booked yourself?
Am I supposed to be somewhere?
Well, you have an interview at Mix FM at 10:15.
Well, they're supposed to phone me.
This is them on the phone.
Should we talk to them about sex?
We can just put you through, and you might have to do a lot of censoring about.
Jonesy, let him go out. Let him go out.
I'm going to talk about sex to the Mix FM guys.
Go speak to your
people.
Wait
there.
Tell them I'm coming now. Eric, you're on the spot.
Hey, I'm
Eric,
coming now.
You are the man of the show now. You know, we're just going to fire Dave quickly. It's fine.
Yeah.
That's it.
So, I'm going to go and talk to Mix of him. You know what it is, Jonty? I've got this thing called the roast battle on Monday.
I thought you were my friend, David. And
friends
this is
let friends go do other interviews.
Yes, exactly. See you in 5 minutes. Bye.
Friends also arrive on time for breakfast.
And then get it for free as well.
True.
He paid for breakfast.
He did.
Jewish guy.
He's not Jewish. We'll check it later.
And he kept me waiting for like nearly an hour.
And it was an hour, hey.
Okay.
I mean, meet in Modafinil next time.
See you now.
But I told you, I don't have a passport. I haven't had my inoculations.
For Modafinil?
Yeah.
But now listen, there's a thing called the roast battle on Comedy Central.
Oh, yeah, he's not leaving.
I'm on that.
And he's not leaving.
To a real radio station.
He's not going to go.
I've been trying to get him away from our show for a while now. Okay, no,
our
carry on.
Show. These are called our show.
Yeah, yeah. I've accepted that it's
bye.
Our show.
See you now. Yeah.
That's nice, eh? You know, I even tried to get him a job recently.
Where?
A gig at Sexpo as the MC.
And
did he say no?
Another interview.
Well, no,
we're
still waiting to find out if it's going to happen.
Okay.
But it was an interesting thing because if somebody kind of offers you a job, you generally you'd say yes and reply.
Oh, yeah, we had this conversation. Yeah, I remember.
That's right.
Him that took like 6 weeks to get back to you on a single email that you sent him. Like,
yeah,
days
so he's
before.
Obviously this incredibly busy person that is just overwhelmed with offers of work and gigs and, you know, instead of sitting all of his time drinking making beer and putting things up his butt, and that's what it does.
It's like they gave you a job, quarter to what you want in life.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I'm still going to go for the 1 o'clock offer. I don't want the quarter to two job. Me, I'm content on working to get what I want.
Exactly.
Like,
but But you know, that's a very interesting thing, because most of us, if life offered us this absolutely perfect life on a plate, we wouldn't recognize it.
True. That.
No, we wouldn't.
Because we know what we don't want.
But we don't know what we want.
Yeah.
So profound on a Friday morning, guys.
We get profound.
Did you guys have like Special K this morning? Because this is... this is
super we deep. Always going deep.
Special K. Sure. Yeah. Special KY. To go
KY jelly. Yeah. Jonty had a double dose of that. Now he's smooth. He's smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah. KY smooth, but it doesn't last very long.
No.
You need to keep sticky. Kind of reapplying and reapplying.
Yeah. In my mind, I'm going, everything that is sexually orientated or sexually referenced is definitely sexually referenced in the show specifically. Like in our show, there's the
there's
double
the,
meaning.
There's like a tension. Like, here it's like just explicit.
Yeah, it's like, oh, no, it's out. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Just leave it there.
Well, actually, where's the comedy in that? You're like... and then I fucked, you know, like, and then I fucked her. Like, what?
Yeah.
And then what?
Yeah, that was,
what happened?
What happened after?
No, I have to tell you the story of this.
Let's hear this.
Okay, so we had one day a whole lot of people in the studio.
Right.
And on a workshop called Awakening the Erotic Spirit, which is about erotic poetry and writing and stuff.
Okay.
At the end of it, everybody writes a poem, but you only write two lines and you don't see the two lines before you.
Okay.
So I write two lines and I turn the paper over and I give it to you and you write two lines and you give it to Tamar. So we have all these people in the studio and we're playing this game, telling an erotic story.
I feel like this didn't go well. So, but
so we go around and it's this really awesome story and Tamar is right at the end and everybody has really got into this and it's like really exciting and it's really beautiful.
Sexy. No, it's sexy.
And it's really erotic and it's sexy. And it gets to Tamar.
Then
and
they
Tamar's,
bring the immigrant. The immigrant.
And Tamar's
I don't know
line was, and then she orgasmed.
I could,
and that was the end of the story.
Listen, I don't know to write in English and I don't know to say clever things. So I was just
doing and then she came.
And then she had the orgasm.
She took a shower and she left.
No. Because what can talk about? No, I killed it. I really killed it. It was a moment.
If I was an English teacher and I had to mark that, that would have gotten one out of 10. Creativity was there,
it was
but
a Z.
Because you did the cliche thing.
It was
at
a
the
Z.
End.
It was a Z. It was no good.
Yeah, and that was
anyway.
The end of it.
Yeah, wow. But everybody laughed. At least that was kind of nice.
Absolutely.
Only thing.
But we're trying to do something erotic.
Well, now we're funny, so I can bring it back again. Yeah. And then she orgasmed. And that's it.
And she showered and she went
drop
mic. To work.
Drop
real,
mic.
It was a real anticlimax.
Yeah, exactly. Anticlimax. Let's talk about that. What's the worst thing a girl can say to you in the bedroom? Like, what turns you off completely?
Let me just think back to the last time.
Okay, 2 years ago.
That
try to just.
Wow, 2 years? Really? You hitting me with
three?
The 2 years? No, it hasn't been that long.
Okay, okay.
My God.
A year and a half.
It's been longer. 6 years. No, I don't know. Shit. Turn off in the bedroom. I don't know. Being too loud.
Being too loud. Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, give it
calm,
to me.
Calm the fuck down. Relax, please. Like this. It's not that good.
It's not.
Just.
But if you're too loud.
I have reference.
I know. Like, personally, I
but
know
Eric,
my ability.
If you
and
make
this is
noise,
overdoing
that is
this now.
Awesome. Because guys don't.
No, the thing is, I have neighbors. And my neighbors are nosy. Now there's just random noises coming from my house on a Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, what the fuck is
then
happening?
Then they phone my parents. Your son was home earlier and he was screaming and his name was involved. Do you know about this?
Maybe there was a break-in.
Now I need to explain to my parents, no, you see what happened was we were like lifting the bed and I dropped it on a foot and like she was upset for
that's a
50
good
minutes.
Because for most guys, even
over and over repeatedly.
Even in porn, you hear women screaming and moaning and groaning and there's no noise from the man except his breathing. And then there's like this little, and then he comes, and that's the end of it.
Yeah,
and you kind of wonder.
Then she orgasms.
Yeah.
Just
but I feel like that's cool, because for me personally, watching porn and then hearing the guy make a noise, that I'm like, I'm not watching this video anymore. This is turning me off. I'm weirded out by this.
I'm done.
I'm done.
But you know that they make a lot of porn soundtracks.
From chopped liver.
Yeah, like bodies banging together, and it's like pieces of raw meat that are whacking together. And women with like big strands of raw of cooked spaghetti. And they
I didn't know that, but I'm never watching porn again. I feel like this
Unless
is
I'm
an
hungry.
Intervention on my life.
Unless I'm
this
hungry.
This is my life's intervention. Stop
no
wasting
porn.
Data.
He's
Stop
becoming
watching
a better
porn.
Christian after today.
Nah.
He's going to have sex after today. All these things are going to change.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
giving
divine.
You permission, you see. And Thanks. To explore, according to Levinson, when you go out to have something up your butt.
I'm sure. Oh my God.
No, that's his thing. I don't.
he just
I'm
keeps
okay, man.
He just keeps, you know, okay. Something like a smiling ponytail there. Like, have you seen?
I'm uncomfortable as it is with things just near my butt in general. Like, I got sick once and I had to use suppositories. That was uncomfortable
as
well.
That was the end of you.
There were 15 of those guys. I actually took 14 of them orally. I was like, I'm not shoving the rest of the shit up my ass. No!
I thought it was an orgy of suppositories. There were 15 of these.
They were like bullets. I was like, no.
You can die if you take
the first one, like, because I know if I drink water and I put a bullet in my mouth, there's a gland that allows me to swallow the water. And
but
that's
in my
that.
Ass, there's no gland.
Now there's none of that. My finger has to go a certain distance up my... Yeah. No, like, I'm fine. I'm drinking the rest of these
I'm
guys.
Condoming my finger. I'm going to put something... Somebody else can do it for me.
It's like, no, that's also... you don't ask as a man?
Hey, it's nice. Guys, if it's a girl, hot girl, touching your ass... No, okay, wind.
No.
Wind coming out or just...
Violation.
That was struck one.
But this is serious, Eric, because if you haven't tried it, you should knock it. And it's an amazing avenue of pleasure.
Avenue?
Sticking stuff up man.
Exactly. So it's an avenue. Yeah.
Okay. So let's give you some really practical advice here. The first thing is...
Like a stick note.
Yeah, you should.
I feel like you
and
should just be careful it doesn't become
too practical.
If somebody
else is going to do this with you, you need to make really sure that she has short nails because long nails are an absolute...
Yeah, I've read the posts on the internet.
And then lots and lots of lube.
I read it somewhere.
Lots of lube.
Yeah. And then you got to be in a position.
I need to find a blank. Remember where?
He's really writing a note. Let me take
lube,
a photo
right?
of that.
Said short fingernails.
It's happening.
Yeah. Lots and lots of lube.
Call this anal play.
Anal play, chapter one.
Well, it looks like I'm coming back for more shows. So you'll hear this voice again on this podcast.
I think we should have a comedy 5-minute corner with you, Eric, every time.
But, you know?
With me specifically.
We'll corner you. Yeah, definitely.
You know?
I'm fine with that.
I have to tell you a thing about South African comedians.
Eric can be my partner for the sex position.
Okay.
So,
why?
When?
Why? Why not?
Okay.
I wanted to do a feature that had 5 minutes of South African comedy.
Right.
And I thought it would be a really cool thing for guys to be able to, they could showcase their stuff, men and women, and they could do a little 5-minute thing about sex, and they could talk about what gigs they had coming up, and it would be a really cool thing. So we phone a whole lot of them, and they all say no because they want to talk about their sex life. And they thought I wanted to ask them about their sex life. And I was like, fuck, I don't care about your sex life unless it's really interesting or different. Otherwise, I'm sure it's fucking boring and I don't care about it. So be funny for 5 minutes about sex. And they couldn't get that into their heads.
But having said that, it's interesting that most comedians, their most memorable sketches are around sex. Like Louis C.K. is the most funny sketch around fucking from behind. It's his favorite position. And, you know, obviously Eddie Murphy made a whole career of being rude and talk about sex.
Yeah.
So it's something that it's obvious that everybody wants to know. And it's like a genre with comedians because my family went to see an Israeli comedian and they were actually testing him. It's like there's family humor, right? Comedians. And there's like sleazy.
This is nasty.
Nasty.
Satanist.
Comedians.
Like, what are they?
Which one are you?
People from Boxburg, you know, the family that plays together, stays together.
But I think the people from Boxburg go to see with their family the sleazy ones, okay? So that's.
Is this a bad time to say that I'm from Boxburg?
Yes, that's a bad time. But
well, I'm not from Boxburg anymore.
No, but it explains a lot. It explains a lot.
No, sus. Sus.
For our Australian listeners, we just want to tell you finally, we got a proper South African on the show. Sis. There we go. Sis means shame on you. Naughty.
Why are you so concerned with Australians this morning? Where does that come from?
It comes from the understanding that we have growing listenership from Australia and I want to get there. That's basically what's coming from.
Them sheep shaggers are just as bad in their
own. No, aren't
the
New Zealanders the sheep shaggers?
Well, you're both. I don't know that. I think it's kind of both of them.
Yeah, Australia has more
kangaroo fuckers.
No, I was just going to say, they have animals that should kill you and kangaroos.
It's hard to catch.
First you got to catch a kangaroo.
So just to understand, why did you start
what?
Dealing with comedy?
I was
going
to be like, sex. Well, I mean,
it was kind of natural.
I left the vagina and I was like, this place is comfortable. I need to get back here sometime in my life. Not the same one though, but there is one out there for me. No, why did I start doing comedy? Well, because I'm pretty much useless at everything else.
Okay.
I was lazy. Sense. I'm lazy. Like, that's my biggest flaw. I'm the laziest guy ever. And I'm always looking for a shortcut way to do things. And in comedy, there are no shortcuts. Mm. So, okay. Yeah, I actively have to work. I have to think about what I'm doing. And, yeah, that's why I do it. And I love making people laugh as well.
So, somebody sent us a really interesting message.
Tension breaker. Yeah.
It's one of your big fans here.
Woody.
I don't think so.
My big fan. Okay, let's hear this.
You're one fan, one and only.
Yes.
There is nothing funny about sex. Why have comedians on the show? But then again, there is nothing funny about Eric and Dave. Your good friend, Lloyd.
Oh, this motherfucker. Just know that you're never coming back to the show.
Exactly.
He was on 2 weeks.
It was nice,
ago,
Lloyd. Thank you. Exactly. So why isn't your sorry ass here this morning, Lloyd?
Yeah.
And if that's the best you can do, then you don't deserve to be back on their show.
Yeah. You see, I didn't even have to slip. Yo.
Jonty
did this
for me. You can
put on
Jonty.
My God.
Jonty's your bitch today.
You're my guy. I need you on stage when people heckle me. Just be like, you need the facts.
Exactly.
You fuck this up.
Just
shut up and listen to the damn show.
And get out. Just
Thank
take
you.
Yourself and get out. Just leave. Just leave. There we go. Just leave. Just
yeah.
get the
Absolutely.
Fuck out. Yeah.
No,
so, okay, that's a good.
So, what's your favorite position, Eric?
Oh, my goodness.
Yo, you see, now this is the part of the show that I had
turn around and pray.
I don't know. I don't know the names of these things.
Yeah. So describe it.
Again,
for
we
us.
Can take
No,
a
but
photo.
I'm not going to describe it. Do I have to? Like,
yeah.
for real.
Well, you can give us, let's try to guess. Give us hints.
Okay, it's missionary if you must. If you have to know this.
And is somebody wearing a nun's outfit in this?
No. It's not. It's not.
In the Jewish tradition, she's covered with a sheet.
I almost must.
In the Jewish tradition, she's covered with a sheet, and you
so
do
I don't even
through
get
a
to
sheet.
See. No. That's boring as fuck in the Jewish tradition. Like, you guys are lame.
Exactly.
My God. I want to see what I'm doing.
Don't go there. I'm telling you.
No, I stayed in a really sleazy hotel in Tel Aviv once, and there was a hole in a sheet on the bed.
No. Exactly in the right position.
Yeah.
In the right, oh.
Yeah. But it might have just
Religious
been because it was like a really low class hotel.
Somebody used it as a, I don't know, as a maybe some kind of dress.
Are you
something.
Sure there wasn't a hole in the mattress as well? Because maybe that guy was spending the night alone.
Absolutely.
And
there
was like,
could have been.
I need to get my action.
There could have been.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Many years ago. Tel Aviv is a nice place. You should come there.
You should go there. Before
coming. Definitely.
Need
to
go
that.
There.
Yeah, so, this is like real Rule 34. Do you know about Rule 34?
Yeah, the cartoon site with all
Not
the
only the cartoons, for everything, there's a sexual explanation and interpretation.
And it's called Rule 34.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was the cartoon site. But let's hear this. Explain.
So it's simply that every single thing that exists, you can put in a sexual context. And there's a double meaning for it.
I feel like I need to gouge my eyes out now. Like, I'm never going to look at plants or anything the same again.
Yeah, no. It's going to make it difficult with people that consider themselves conservative, but the rest you'll be fine.
Why did you make...
It's just difficult
now
after you go
there.
I can't
go to church anymore either. Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, they have sex as well.
I know, but I didn't need that image in my mind because I go to church with a bunch of old people.
Yeah.
Well,
they have sex too.
They do.
They do.
Yeah.
I don't want to, no, please. I can see you're venturing into that part of your mind where you're like, yeah, and old people do it. No, please.
Well, haven't, you ever watched,
me.
Haven't you ever watched?
No, I don't. I scroll past that category when I do the pornography thing.
You've never watched
that
granny
shemales,
porn?
Gay porn, all that. I'm like, I don't need to see this.
Get inspired.
Have you watched granny porn?
What do you mean, get inspired?
Granny porn, guilt.
My favorite picture was when we were when JPEGs had just come out back in 1992. We used to send around Grandma JPEG.
Mm.
With those long hanging lips, you sat on the chair like that. But apparently, your vagina doesn't really change much.
No, it doesn't. It's like the fountain
you're
of
so
youth.
Clever.
He's learned something. See, he listens
the cells,
to
the
show.
So wait, when you say it doesn't change much,
it doesn't.
Does this mean after taking a pounding, it reverts to its normal size?
It's the most the most incredible cells.
And
in
as
the body
a woman gets older, it doesn't change the way that it looks.
But like. The elasticity and stretchy and
why do you want
to
stretch those things?
I need to know this thing, man.
Get an elastic
like,
band.
I'm young. I didn't have the confidence to ask these questions in class.
Educate Eric.
Some girls' lips
they
are
would,
already stretchy.
You
like
know
that
what?
That would
be an awesome little feature. Educating Eric.
Please, we
so I just come in and ask like five
time.
Questions.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's
that would
do
be
that.
Like fantastic. And
is that after you? So, after or before you called me?
So, what do you want to know, Eric, about sex that you've never asked before?
No. Keep going. I'll ask as we go along. I'll ask as we go along. Like that's
I've
my
never
thing.
Seen Eric blush. You like, actually
stop,
got some color in your face.
I'm sunburned. Actually.
No, you're not. I am.
I am.
There's a lot of sun in the studio.
It's sunburned. Look at this. It's sunburned because I went swimming.
I don't know why. Normally on your show you have naked people. What's wrong? What's happening?
Why didn't you have them today?
Feel free.
Is that the go for it, Dave?
Feel free.
Dave.
Feel free.
But then we have that window full of people, onlookers.
Well,
that's. that's not a fun part.
We did ask our sound engineer what she would do when we had the next nude show, and she said she's not coming to work that day.
I know.
She doesn't want to see you nude, Dave.
No one really wants to.
But I'm just force it on them.
Jeepers,
you do what you want. You do what you want.
Eric, lights on or lights off kind of guy?
I'm a guy. May I do it during the day? So whether the lights are on or off,
I'm talking about
entirely up
sex,
to you,
not,
chief.
Not wanking.
No, I meant, yeah,
with
that
someone.
As well.
I find if it's porn on a computer screen, I need the lights off because then it is a glare.
No, but that's suspicious, man.
If it's a glossy magazine, then the lights have to be off. So that it doesn't reflect, because then you kind of can't see the stuff.
Ah, okay, practicality. That would. Okay.
And so then it turns out.
And are you a left-handed or a right-handed person, Dave?
I'm a left-handed person from being left-handed.
But
there was a but there, definitely.
No,
there's
a but. So I do everything left-handed. Everything.
Everything. So you're not ambidextrous.
I don't have. As I said, I'm only medium-sized, so I've never done that double-handed. Remember that video for that exercise, that thing that you see buy on TV?
Oh, the shake weights.
The shake. They're like, I've never done the double.
I'm going to take a photo of that just now. Wait, I'm trying to catch
you
up.
You know, there's a very interesting guy who's got a wonderful theory that if you do exercises while you are self-pleasuring, it makes it more intense.
And you're talking about doing sit-ups.
Does it make the exercising or the pleasuring more intense?
Pleasuring more intense.
Oh, fuck. I was on about that gym.
Sit-ups and on an exercise ball.
One-arm push-up. One-arm push-up while you're wanking.
Wait.
Okay, so we're going to post this afterwards of Levinson exercising and wanking at the same time.
Sit-up wanking. What?
For me, the exercise is the wanking.
So, have you ever done that in a show? Have you ever done that on the stage, David?
The exercise is the wanking.
But you've seen my comedy. I've often gotten physical.
Yeah, but...
But have you ever done that?
No, none of that.
So this guy, that physical.
Yeah, that's...
This guy claims
so the
that
question
you
is
do
if
a bit of a burpee or a push-up or something while you're having a good old play session.
Yeah, and it makes it more intense.
That would be odd, though.
Like, I can understand maybe the heart rate is higher.
Yes, that's accurate, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying,
or if you live at my house, the heart rate is always high because you're like constantly worried about being caught. So, like, I need privacy. Damn it, the door's locked for a reason.
So that's so
you know what I've done. Into the lounge and start wanking. Watch them all fucking disappear.
It's one way to get rid of guests.
You're like, I need some privacy, people. Why?
No, when they won't go home. So we have to ask this thing because I have to answer in the positive because it has happened to me. Have you ever been caught wanking?
Never.
Tomorrow?
Never.
Yes, of course.
David?
By who?
By my parents.
Oh, no.
David?
No, not if I haven't wanted to be caught. Like, I don't mind if I'm at
not
someone's
parents,
house.
But if you do it in the middle of the car park at Sandton City,
you are
going to get caught.
I mean,
caught,
you're going to get caught by at least 3 security guards. And they're not going to be impressed.
No.
None of them. Because they're like, we didn't expect this today. We left the tasers at home.
So the tasers could add to the excitement for some people.
That's right. If you're doing
exercise, like you death grip yourself. You like you just, that's where it would end. Like blood flow.
I've heard someone know that there's possibly I was doing something.
That's the same,
So the interesting thing would be, where would you get tased? Like on your neck, on your balls?
You're naked, though. So
no, you're naked. I don't think they're going to be that like brutal and just like tase you on. That's horrible. And like, why are you nuts?
No, but some people dig that. You know, there's a whole branch of bondage play called electrostimulation.
You know too much. Isn't sex boring for you? Like you just like someone like, just wants to have natural, normal doggy style. And you're like, no, let's do doggy style, but let's wear this thing on your head.
Yeah, this amazing.
I'm gonna shock you every now and again.
John, I just want to lie there. No, but let's do. You read this thing, and I'll plug this in, and we'll put this on,
and we'll put on the TV and leave it on channel 325. And then, like it's nice to have music in the background.
Like I like to have the news there. Does it?
I climax to the beat drop.
And
like,
you're like,
John, that's my
just
thing.
Do it normally.
Jonty's going to kill you after this, as long as you know. Like,
I'm in a relationship.
I don't understand.
It's complicated.
I don't understand what those are.
I'll explain it to you one day.
Exactly.
Someone else says to me, like, would you get married again? I'm like,
what?
If you do get married again, please come to the wedding.
And
you're allowed to bring,
in the face.
Yeah, you can take whatever you like. Just doom. Just
hit me in the head with something.
Someone just said to me now, and you're much hotter than John Flusmus. So I sent her a message. So are you.
Ah, oh, that compliment style, man.
That is not a compliment.
I'm just thinking, like, I'm
I
hotter
think
than John
Flesmith is the funniest person on earth,
but not
you're
the
hotter.
Handsomest.
Yes. But he's funnier
than
you.
And also, you sent me a... I was waiting for that. I know. But you also sent me something about a whole lot of, there were a lot of Japanese girls all getting banged in a big room.
True.
Yeah, it's like only the Japanese could do this. It's this, it's like a...
So that's not in Joburg?
It's like a, no, it's like a coordinated orgy. So it's this whole room full of people, and all the women are on their knees, and the guys are behind them doggy style. So,
which is boring for you.
So my girlfriend and I saw this video clip, and then we had this whole little conversation about it. Like, is there a starter gun that sets them off?
On your marks.
I'm sure there's Japanese.
Penetrating.
And does somebody walk around like with a little spray can of lube, and every now and then check if everybody's
like,
got enough
like
lube.
Like a can of Q20.
Yeah. You and your girlfriend have the most boring conversations. Is that what you guys, when you watched that, you thought about that? Would you do that though?
And we thought about, like, who wins? Is it the person who comes first or the person who comes last?
Definitely the person who comes first.
No.
What? No. What?
They're like, let's do it the most efficient and let's do it quick.
Japanese.
Japanese, no?
But the video goes on for like at least a minute. That's quite long for me.
So
like a 400-meter sprint, sort of. Yeah? No?
No, okay. for David, it's a 25-meter sprint.
10 seconds, tops. Like, fuck Usain Bolt. That's no, I wouldn't fuck Usain Bolt.
What's your favorite?
That's why none of
what's
the,
your favorite?
That's why
missionary
none of the women
well?
stick around, Dave.
No, I don't want them to stick around. What are you talking about? We talk about one-night stands. So
yeah,
Eric says, I don't understand how to negotiate a one-night stand.
Like, I don't, in my mind, it doesn't make sense.
It's not
like
a one-night stand until the next day.
Yeah.
What do you mean it doesn't make sense?
You don't use the words one night
stand.
Yeah,
you don't know.
Like my situation is normally...
No, it's like, no, I just have a job.
Yeah.
I have a job I need to get up to. And day
and
after...
if you leave something at my house, if you leave an earring or a bracelet or toothbrush...
It's a relationship.
You're in big trouble. Last year I melted down all the jewelry that was left at my house and made like a little statue.
I made a cock ring.
It was like for a hamster.
For a hamster.
But
I moved. I think Dave is one of those people that move. If she leaves something in his house, he just moves. Person not the available person, anymore.
This is the next owner's problem now. Like if she comes in.
Now, we're going to go back. What's your problem with the one night
stand?
Okay,
the thing is, 90% of the time, I'm sober when these things are happening.
That's really good.
But that's a bummer.
So I'm there, sober as hell. Then conversation starts. Then one thing leads to another. Then it's at that point where it's do or die. Then I'm going... Yo, man, you know if you go home with this girl and she wakes up tomorrow morning and there's just that little bit of a twitch in her mind that goes, wait, did this happen last night? She could easily phone the police and say, I raped her. And I'm not about that life. Like, that's my thing.
He doesn't want to go to jail.
I don't want to go to jail. Like
fake rape.
Yeah, we had it.
I'm already colored as it is. I'm already living on the edge.
You were out being rude, we had a discussion with Eric about anal stimulation.
Wow, you went straight there.
They went for a part, my guy.
We don't fuck around. We go straight to the heart of the matter.
So while I'm out, you spoke about butts. When I come back, we're talking about...
No, they asked you what your favorite position was, but you weren't listening.
What did you say?
I said missionary.
Okay.
Because it's like the only position I've done.
I'd hate to be a guy who actually...
No, I'm kidding. There are more. I just don't know the name, so I just went with missionary. I was like, yeah, this is the one I remember.
You shouldn't name the sex positions. That's the first mistake during sex. You don't want to say... Okay, let's do position 3, and let's change to position 8.
But it's like this.
I sometimes find myself in a cool position, and I'm like, I don't know what this is.
But this is nice. I like this.
I like this.
But you can choreograph a whole little sex dance. You know that we do a little bit of this, then we move into this, and then into
make
that, and it's like a whole little.
Wait.
This is too much.
Nothing comes out of these mics. Doesn't matter how much you stroke them. I promise you.
Can we do some Photoshop?
Yes, there
we go. My name is I'm sucking the
cock.
Open
your mouth.
Well, you know, on every blowjob workshop that I teach, I tell...
Eric, start that sentence again, please.
How did Brandon get home?
He took an Uber.
Okay.
Why didn't he stay and play with us?
Because he's...
not a real job.
No, he has a real... Yeah, it's not a night time. Because being a comedian is a night thing.
Blowjob workshop.
On every blowjob workshop that I teach, I say that every man should give at least one blowjob in their life.
Never.
So they know what it's...
Never.
Just tell me, if I do it again, I want the money up front.
That's what she said.
I'm falling for that trick.
Ah, oh, man, that's funny.
But I do agree with you. I was at a party once where we were all end up naked in the pool, and the guy said to me, he said, like, it's just two guys sucking each other's dicks. It's not, we're not gay, Dave. And I'm like, I just came to change the CD. I just came to change the music. And he's like, oh, okay. But I'm just saying, I'm here. If you want to, you don't have to. But so he said, and he was.
But you would be amazed at the amount of guys who call themselves straight who are having experiences with other men.
But then you're not emotionally attached. You're not falling in love with the guy. You're just saying, I'd like to feel what's like.
Okay, so going back to what you said, have you sucked a dick?
Have I?
Have you sucked a dick today?
Yes.
Did you brush your teeth
today? Have you sucked a dick?
I must admit not. I'm trying to suck my own dick.
I've tried that too.
You've tried
that's what's so nice. If you've got a guy there, he can do it for you.
No, but why?
Why are you both trying to suck your own dicks when you got there? You are.
Yeah,
you
but nice also, guys, you're supposed to know.
You see, now he's doing.
Because you see, if you ever stand up somewhere on a stage and you talk about blowjobs and you have no experience,
yes,
how are you going to do this with any level of authenticity?
That's right.
Yeah.
I did get a phone call from a friend of mine. I won't say
who. I'm just going to make another note here.
In Cape Town, she said never make jokes about blowjobs. Wants to suck a guy's cock. So I said to her, like, I'll come to Cape Town, but like, you realize your boyfriend's a little bit too freaky for you even. But then she sent me a picture of his thing, and it was like I said,
okay, he's pointing like two bottles of mineral water together.
I'm not going anywhere near that. I said to her, how do you do this? She says, my jaw is aching.
My jaw.
That's why
so
she didn't
true.
Send a voice note on WhatsApp.
Dismantled jaw.
We teach that on the workshop. Well, how to make dismantle. More space in your jaw.
That's true. How to relax.
Yeah. Also, I do agree that the blowjobs aren't.
I've been wasting my life. I'm going to listen to the show every week from now on. Yes. Okay, you were saying?
There is a way of doing it that's nice. I didn't like blowjobs from the age of, like, let's say 19 right up to about 35. I didn't enjoy them.
Why?
Because they weren't being done
properly.
Nice.
So what makes a proper blowjob?
I need some hands.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I need some cupping of the nuts.
Yes. Yeah.
I need some spit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I need a
no
rhythm.
No teeth?
No teeth. And also need a rhythm mostly with your hand. It's really just the oral fixation that you get.
Now,
it's not actually sucking or blowing.
I need to educate you here.
Why?
I understand that, but I don't think
thanks
you have
sharing,
a lot
Dave.
Of really good blowjob. Yeah, the glare's very bright in here. You need to put your sunglasses on.
I had people who said, listen, I give a really good blowjob. And then I was like, challenge accepted. They didn't realize that the challenge was already over. Like, yeah, I'm getting my dick sucked.
Yeah.
How's that, Dave? Is that better? Like, yeah, carry on.
But is this for the future girls who are going to suck Dave's cock, or is this just
Is there like an audition? Idols.
We have a WhatsApp line. You can just...
Oh, yeah, Lloyd messaged us. Lloyd said we're in shit.
Yeah.
Can Gareth be a judge on Dave's cock idols?
I'm sure there's going to be so many candidates, so definitely.
They're going to be lined up down
Dave's
the stairs,
cock idols.
Out the door.
Do you want to be?
No, thank you. I've got things to do that day.
I'm serious.
Like,
yeah.
I've got lots of plans.
Wouldn't you want to have like just one woman after the other sucking you?
Oh, I thought you meant sucking his dick. No, I wouldn't, actually.
Isn't it a bit degrading? Yeah, what about men who wants to suck one after the other?
What about men? Come on.
Maybe
make
we
this
should,
open to the public.
You know what? Maybe we should just have like a glory hole wall and see who can identify who.
Hmm.
Would you be able to identify a few people at the station?
No comment.
Yeah.
I have a mole.
You have a mole?
Not really. I took a marker pen. I just took a fine line and just made a little dot.
We did have a
when you mark your golf balls when you're playing golf, you put two dots on your tightest one. So I just put two dots on my nuts so you know.
It's like a rainbow party. Do you know what a rainbow party is?
Eric no idea. I'm here to learn.
So you go to a party and all the women are wearing a different color lipstick.
Can we add the men to it?
And at the end of the night, the guy who's got the most colors of lipstick on his cock is the winner.
There's no winner, really. So, everyone's winning.
Yeah, I mean, you're still winning. You just have one color. If you have five colors, you've won, man. Yeah. You have a color. So, if you don't have a color, you've won.
You say this like it happens all the time. Where do you, how do you, this is what Eric and I struggle with. Where
American,
are these parties?
American
how
parties.
How do we get to these, invited
no,
to these
No, you're
parties?
Too old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am
really?
I of age?
Can no,
I?
Really. You somehow
I'm
you
21.
Can,
yeah. Like
no, but
the way you looked at me, you were like, no, you were borderline over the age.
No, but
like,
Eric,
this is like
college and high school parties.
Okay, so
okay?
This is an audience.
It's like a specific target market. You know, just the lipstick companies.
Where were they when I was in school?
You're not in that's... South Africa, dude. You're hopeless.
There's none. Oh,
I went to an all-boys
there's
school.
There's a nun. Exactly. There's a nun. There's none. Exactly.
You spoke about the Mari biscuit thing. Do you think that really happened in hostels?
Mari biscuit? So, I know it's a Mari biscuit.
So a lot of
Mari biscuit.
It's a wheel, a small wheel in the back of your car when you don't.
It's when your
it's
tummy.
It's supposed
aches.
To happen at boys' boarding schools.
Okay.
So a whole lot of guys stand around a Mari biscuit and they all play with themselves.
Mari biscuit's
and
tiny.
They all come on the Mari biscuit, and the one who comes last is supposed to eat the Mari biscuit.
There's like protein. So much stuff in there in terms
good
of psychology.
Mm-hmm.
There's no protein in semen.
Why not?
There's glucose.
There's lots of glucose.
Really?
There's zinc.
Zinc
oh,
and glucose.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, no. Google that's why. That's why I'm not losing weight.
Not part of a banting diet.
Actually, you will lose weight because there's a zinc is a very good appetite suppressant.
Good. Okay. No, that's the
having
glucose
a cock
part
in your mouth all the time is also
it's
a good
appetite suppressant.
It's a replacement.
Guys, it
meal.
Doesn't work. It doesn't work, and I can
you
tell
must
you.
Shake, you must shake your protein.
not with you, Dave. Not with you.
Two hands.
So, yeah.
I'm a one hand.
I can
guy.
Shake too, then. Okay.
Now you got me.
Sure.
Okay. Hey.
Well, I've never been on the show before.
Hey, I wonder.
Are you left handed?
I can be. I can
be
for the.
Be ambidextrous.
I'm left.
Trevor Noah speaks about that. Like he gets a hand up from someone,
the
left hand,
and she didn't have the rhythm. Around. And he's like, took her and said, "Listen, let me show you," because she was going 1, 2, up, down, 1, up, down, up, down.
Yeah.
Nice, nice steady rhythm.
Get punched in the
and don't try and pull the cock out of its socket.
Yeah.
Just stroke it gently.
That is very true. Jonty gives a lot of lessons about that.
Yeah, there's a bit of extra skin there that you can kind of use as a.
You can use as almost like an impact. Like exactly.
I've seen videos where it's violent. Like,
yeah, but
you are jerking way too hard.
Most people don't like that.
This is a problem.
Some guys
but do you say, are you a sleazy comedian, Dave?
No,
yes.
I kind of. Oh.
No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
No, you need to make a living.
Can I tell you what?
What's the
keep it clean, you stay on the scene. Mm-hmm. That's the comedy thing. But also, I like innuendo and I like subtlety because my grandmother was really disgusting as an old lady. So she had the most disgusting
she was just
sense
disgusting?
Of humor.
Okay,
no,
sense
her
of
sense
humor.
Of humor was rude. Okay. But she was so smart doing it because she
and
could
that's
tell
why I don't
joke.
Like granny. I like to fuck. That's why it's not.
No, but she would do it in front of people that and they'd go, I wonder if she just said something rude now because she was so subtle with it and smart and she would
under the
so
radar.
Now when I do my comedy
so you might have got the subtle
oh maybe but I love doing comedy out. Where someone comes to you afterwards and says I don't know if you were telling the truth or not and some of the stuff you spoke about was like so smartly it was
delivered.
I could understand what you were doing you were definitely having sex with a midget but the way you spoke about it was still just funny and smart so
exactly
sleazy comics I don't know if we still have them in this kind of, that work on corporate
no
events.
no definitely not not in corporates
no.
But you can talk about sex.
Yeah,
no, I wouldn't mention the word sex. I would say maybe doing it or having some fun by myself.
Yeah,
or
you see, that's
it.
The
yeah,
problem because
be
that's
about it.
Because that's euphemism.
Yeah,
and it's not honest.
It takes away. Yeah.
Why? If I'm saying doing it,
doing what?
Doing the horizontal tango.
Jonty, it helps sometimes to get a little bit of, you know, the.
It takes the edge off the word.
Yeah,
because people, I think people are still uncomfortable by the word sex as it is.
And
it's
I
like, yeah, we were having sex,
but I don't want to say the word because sometimes it. Creates, I don't know, objection or brings up a wall.
What she said.
Yeah.
What she said.
So you want honesty. What comedians do you enjoy watching?
Huh. Been a while.
So but let's talk about, so how old are you?
I'm a Louis C.K.
Are you 40s, late 40s?
I'm 52.
Okay, so then Eddie Murphy back in the day when he did things like.
He was funny, but he's not funny anymore.
Not funny anymore.
No.
So you're talking about Delirious?
Isn't he dead?
No, he's alive. He's still alive.
Are
and
you sure?
Yeah, Richard Pryor died.
Do you not see? Do you know Donkey? Do you know Donkey from Shrek?
Sure. Yeah. Right. That's him.
That's Eddie Murphy.
There we go.
I'm taking my clothes.
And in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Finally.
Yeah.
Can I also take my clothes?
Do you know? I think used to be fantastic, but I haven't seen him for a long time. But Howie Mandel.
Howie, well, he's a judge on America's Got Talent.
Yeah,
and he was a very, very funny comedian.
He was fantastic.
And improvised.
Yeah.
He had this thing called Howie and Maui.
Yes.
We used to go on the
beach
and just do these fake pranks where he'd be like, okay, we're going to see who can eat the ice cream fastest. And then the people eat and then he'd walk away. The people are standing there eating the ice cream. I've won. And then he's gone. He's nowhere.
You're not winning anything. We just said we're having a competition because you can do this the quickest.
They're gone.
Absolutely. What inspired you to be a comedian?
I didn't really have that there was no feeling of inspiration. There was a...
it was just a Eric said he can't do anything else when he's lazy.
Maybe. Is that what he said?
Yeah. That's like at life.
You know what? I watched other comics. So for a long time, I used to watch comedy, and I thought... And then my friends would say to me, but Dave, were you funnier than this guy? Then I kind of tried it out, and I was. I had 20 minutes of sublime, beautiful feeling of just fitting in. It was just exactly...
What
nothing was wrong with what I was doing.
Did you lose lots of lube to fit in?
It was a perfect 20
You
minutes.
Said that to me once. If with enough lube, you can actually go anywhere you like.
That's so true.
Enough lube, enough
what am I saying?
Enough
if fit. You have enough,
you can fit.
Yeah, if you have enough
anything.
Lube, enough technique, and enough patience, you'll get almost anything in anywhere.
Sure. I don't like those tasty lubes that taste like pineapple and
no, and you know, cherry. Those are really bad for your body as well because they have so many chemicals and preservatives.
I don't want to be nasty, so. But sometimes they help with all kind of odors. Body odors and, you know.
Also, just wash your balls.
Like, wash your balls.
Is it,
thank you.
Is it funny about
it's not funny.
Like a pineapple and an original.
Was that an instruction?
Is that okay?
Yeah. Go wash your balls, Dave.
I'm going to do this thing.
What's wrong with you?
Not
no,
wash
yours
my balls,
are clean. You have two dots I saw underneath. It's fine.
Yeah, but wash your balls as well. That's really important.
No, obviously. Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it's nice to wash each other's stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you said you're not into that, David.
Am I? I changed my mind. Like, so, as you took off your jacket, I was like, I'll wash those.
What, my balls? What do you wash?
I'll wash. There's two guys from the south of America, Rastus and Cletus, and he's very sad. He says, what happened, Rastus? He says, that dumb teacher, she done failed me. He says, what subject, Rastus? I failed sex education. He says, well, you tell you what we do. She failed you sex education. Tomorrow we take her and we tie her to a tree and we kick her in the balls.
Yeah. It could have ended also. It could have ended so we rape her. Or so, yeah.
Or you failed sex ed.
It's a rude joke.
Well, you should practice on me. Like that's where I was going with it.
Exactly.
Like, this is sexual.
I love your accent.
You know, I think a lot of kind of secret hidden desires that you guys have never really expressed before are kind of coming out.
Is this what? This is me.
This is me on the regular. Like people don't understand. There's no like side that I'm hiding.
No, he says
I'm
you like
honest.
Me.
No, I don't like you, Dave.
He hates me.
I don't.
He said it on the show.
Listen, you don't
that's
have to
good.
Like somebody to have sex with
true.
Them.
That's true.
That's the basis of all.
But as a guy, you do need an erection. So if you hate somebody, it's kind of difficult to get hard.
Well,
kind
I don't
of.
Know. You can. You kind can
have you ever had sex with your ex?
Have I? No, I haven't. I don't believe in doing such things.
It's so hot. To have sex with your ex, seriously.
Yes, you know the places. You know, it's like what's going on.
Exactly.
Like,
and it's also the fantasy. It's not real. It's not
what?
Real.
It's not getting real. It over with.
Yeah, it's not real because it's just the getting them again. And, you know, you kind of like think of the old good old times.
No, thank you. No.
Okay. Odaxalagnia.
Is the show over already?
It is.
Shanti,
what? Do you want to get an hour?
Odaxalagnia.
Don't say it.
And then she orgasms.
That's the name of a Greek show.
Okay, guys, let him finish.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome on stage. Odaxalagnia
is a fetish for biting.
Oh, I hate that.
I love to bite.
Not the cock.
Don't bite me, man.
Just say.
Ah, shit. Yeah, that ruined it for me.
Dyslexia.
Where do you like being bitten?
Fucking everywhere.
Do you like biting
like
other people?
Ruthless.
So you like to be bitten and you like to bite.
Fuck yes.
The way Jonty just said everywhere, I feel like it's time for me to leave.
Yeah,
I should go home.
Jonty, but hard bites.
No, okay. Gentle. And it's like this amazing shock of sensation. So yeah, you want an awesome sex game for the weekend.
Lie you your... play it the whole weekend or just tonight?
The whole weekend.
Fuck.
Whole weekend.
Rather, what about, can I do some 30 seconds?
Your attention span
am
is
I allowed to, like,
seriously in question.
No, but when someone says he has a sex game for the whole weekend, I'm like, that sounds like homework.
Yes, I never said
did you know we were getting homework, Eric?
No.
I never said the whole weekend. I said the weekend.
You know,
you're just making things
up here. There's a difference between a blowjob and anal sex is.
What?
Blowjob makes a day and anal sex
makes
your
whole week.
So you lie your lover down and start at the top, start at the bottom, start in the middle, and really gently just kind of a little nip all over. But wait a few seconds in between each one because that's where the sensation happens.
Ah.
So and wait for that little sensation.
That's when the police comes.
And then your back and your front.
That's when Eric Mothers come and says,
What are you doing?
Why are you biting the babysitter?
I didn't pay her for that.
Tuesday night is our first water flow massage of the year. Wow. Info is on Facebook. Look it up as an
Where do
event.
We go?
Where do you go?
For the water massage.
You contact John, he'll tell you.
Look on Facebook, man.
But no, that's more like when you go to jail and they de-louse you. That's like not a water massage. That's just a pipe.
No, that's like a...
Guys, thank you so much. I wish you all
We're never
going to
be on the show again.
Thank you very much.
Much pleasure. CliffCentral.com.